In a world where we're bombarded with 174 newspapers worth of information daily, quadruple what we processed in 1986, attention has become our scarcest resource. Why do you check your phone 110 times a day? Why can't you resist clicking on certain headlines? The science behind these behaviors reveals fascinating insights about how our brains work. Attention operates like a bonfire. First comes the spark of immediate attention, unconscious reactions lasting seconds, then the kindling of short attention, conscious focus, and finally the sustained flame of long attention, enduring interest. Understanding this process isn't just academic. It's the key to standing out in our information-saturated world. Whether you're launching a product, spreading an idea, or simply trying to be heard above the noise. Have you ever noticed how a flash of red immediately draws your eye, or how you can hear your name mentioned across a crowded room? These reactions demonstrate the automaticity trigger, how sensory cues direct our attention before we're even conscious of them. Color powerfully influences perception. Male drivers stopped for 20.77% of female hitchhikers wearing red shirts, likely due to unconscious romantic associations. In Nara, Japan, blue lighting reduced crime by 9% and eliminated train station suicides. Even touch shapes our thinking. Students holding hot coffee rated a hypothetical person as having a warmer personality than those holding cold coffee. Our frames of reference, mental structures built from experience, determine where we direct our attention and how we interpret the world. When world-renowned violinist Joshua Bell performed incognito in a Washington, D.C. subway station on his $3.5 million Stradivarius, only 7 people stopped. Meanwhile, street violinist Susan Kesser regularly draws crowds of 40 to 80 listeners because she understands her audience's frame, avoiding rush hours, positioning herself in long corridors, and adapting her repertoire to include both classical and popular songs. This principle extends to politics. Rebranding the estate tax as the death tax increased opposition by 10%, and marketing. When Hostess announced bankruptcy, Twinkie sales skyrocketed despite no product change. When Patagonia published a full-page New York Times ad on Black Friday, boldly stating, "Don't buy this jacket," they captured tremendous attention by violating expectations on the year's biggest shopping day. Their anti-consumerist message resulted in press coverage across major publications and, ironically, a 40% sales increase over the next 2 years. The disruption trigger works through 3 key elements: surprise, violating expectations, simplicity, making the disruption easy to understand, and significance, ensuring the disruption matters to your audience. When Steve Jobs was presented with complex mock-ups for DVD burning software, he simply drew a rectangle on the whiteboard and said, "Here's the new application. It's got one window, you drag your video into the window, then you click the button that says burn. That's it." This became iDVD. Disruption fails when it doesn't align with audience values. Motrin's ads suggesting baby slings were a fashion statement rather than a parenting choice outraged mothers who felt their choices were being trivialized. Our addiction to smartphones reveals how rewards drive attention. The average person checks their phone 110 times daily because notifications activate our brain's reward mechanism through 2 systems: wanting, motivation powered by dopamine, and liking, pleasure powered by opioids. When choosing between a jigsaw puzzle and a smartphone, we gravitate toward the phone because it triggers dopamine release more frequently through constant notifications. Surprisingly, the method of delivering rewards dramatically affects their impact. Brian Wong's company, Keep, specializes in post-action rewards, unexpected bonuses given after achievements rather than promised incentives. When users complete goals in mobile apps and receive surprise rewards like free Gatorade, they respond much more positively than to pre-announced incentives, with 20% redemption rates versus less than 15% for incentives. While extrinsic rewards work briefly, intrinsic rewards, autonomy, self-direction, mastery, improvement, and purpose, understanding why, drive long-term attention and engagement. When J.K. Rowling's crime novel The Cuckoo's Calling was published under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith, it received excellent reviews but sold poorly. When her identity was revealed, sales skyrocketed 156,866% overnight. We use reputations as attentional shortcuts. Research shows a one-star increase on Yelp boosts revenue 5 to 9%, while a half-star increase improves a restaurant's chances of selling out by 49%. Similarly, mystery captivates us through what psychologists call the compulsion for completion, our obsessive need to resolve unsolved puzzles. The Zeigarnik effect explains why we remember unfinished tasks better than completed ones, and why Netflix users often binge-watch series. Over 60% watch multiple episodes in single sittings. Great mysteries require four essential elements: suspense that keeps us wondering what happens next, emotional buy-in that makes us care about the outcome, unexpected plot twists that disrupt our expectations, and cliffhangers that ensure we return for more. When 5-year-old cancer survivor Miles Scott wished to be Batkid, Make-A-Wish expected a few hundred volunteers. Instead, 12,000 people showed up in San Francisco, with hundreds of thousands more participating online. Why did Batkid capture attention while countless other causes fade into obscurity? The answer is empathy. The deepest human need is to be understood. We instinctively connect with identifiable victims like Miles, placing ourselves in their shoes. Dr. Deborah Small's research proves this identifiable victim effect. Students donated 142% more when shown a story about Rokia, a starving girl in Mali, versus statistical appeals about millions suffering. Remarkably, adding statistics to Rokia's story actually decreased donations. Our need for acknowledgement encompasses recognition, knowing we exist, validation, affirming our importance, and empathy, understanding our feelings. When these needs are met, they form the foundation of trust that commands our attention. The most effective attention grabbers don't just disrupt or surprise. They provide genuine value and acknowledge their audiences as human beings worthy of respect. Masters of attention, like Bill Gates, Shigeru Miyamoto, and Sheryl Sandberg, share a common trait. They focus attention on their projects and causes rather than themselves. You won't find Daniel Day-Lewis or Adele in tabloid headlines because they direct attention toward their work, not their personal lives. In our attention-scarce world, understanding these triggers isn't just about getting noticed, it's about creating meaningful connections. By combining these triggers thoughtfully, you can build your own bonfire of attention that not only ignites quickly, but burns steadily over time. Remember that attention itself is neutral. It's what you do with it that matters. In a world where information is abundant but attention is scarce, those who understand these 7 triggers will always have the advantage, not just to capture eyes and ears, but to create lasting impact that resonates with hearts and minds.